And we are live, 9:30 Halifax time. It's time for Friday Night Hangout. This is where we grab a brew, shoot the breeze, and interact with you live on the internet. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Google+, and on avoidingchores.com, and give a chance to post a comment, and we'll read comments and discuss your comments and move on to the next thing. Let's do a quick round of intros here. We got all the way from Dartmouth. Get Jocelyn with us tonight.
Ooh, back after a while.
From a long hiatus. Yes. It was good to have him back with the hangout. Switching over across the harbor to Halifax. We've got Todd of the Beer Dude with us tonight. And, of course, I'm also in Halifax. Also, we're here. Yay! All right, so this is the long weekend, Canada Day long weekend. So there is going to be a lot of people at campgrounds. We're getting ready to go on their big trips, boys. So I have a feeling we're going to have not a lot of people commenting live, but always an uptick on the replay here. So let's do what we normally do, which is to discuss what we are drinking tonight. So, Jocelyn, let's start with you. What are you drinking tonight?
It is actually my first taste of the Garrison India Pale Ale, the IPA from Garrison, the regular IPA.
Yes.
Regular is a misnomer. It's a really, really good beer.
It's pretty good. I like it. I think we discussed this last time, a few hangouts where you weren't with us there. I think that would be now my go-to beer. If I couldn't find something, I think that Garrison IPA would be my go-to beer.
I agree, and honestly, it's about time that that Garrison put out a regular IPA. It's fantastic, and you know, really, it is, as you said, a go-to beer. And I'm having it in our in the glass that we all shared last week, the Garrison Stillwell collaboration tap takeover, which was a really, really good time.
But we didn't share the same glass. We all have our own glasses, right? But we shared.
Thank you for clarifying.
I think I might have screwed up and drank out of somebody else's. But
all right, Todd, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking something from Nova Scotia's newest brewery, Tatum Goose Brewing.
Nice.
I'm drinking the hippie dippy pale ale.
Oh.
How is it?
How is it? Yeah.
It's not bad. Not bad.
You don't seem overly enjoyed about it.
Well, I liked it better in the brewery. It's got a little different taste in the growler here. I don't know.
Now, is it a flip-top growler? Or
yes, yes.
Okay. All right, well, that's interesting. Well,
it's not bad, though. But in the brewery itself, when I tried it up there, I found it much more hoppier.
Okay.
Hmm.
This is a little different, so I don't know. Do some research.
Well, it almost sounds like you're the same reaction when I went to go see Big Axe in Nacogdoches, New Brunswick.
Right.
Tasted great when I was there, when I sampled, brought the growlers to my parents' house, tried it out, said, missing something. What's this? No, it's not exactly what I tasted, but could be that type of situation. I am drinking a homebrew tonight. This is a Nitwit. This is Noble Grape. They're beer kits. They are pushing out a Nitwit labeled kit, but they listed out the ingredients in their mailing list. So I went to the local beer supply dude down at Everwood Avenue, and we just basically came up with put the recipe together. We did do a few little changes from what Noble Grape did with the beer kit. So did it, kegged it. It's about not quite fully carbonated yet, but still pretty tasty. I did two big mistakes in terms of getting it ready. The orange peel, I threw in some orange peel at the primary fermentation, so it smells a lot of orange, but it doesn't taste orange. And the coriander seeds, I didn't put it at the end of the boil. I put it at the beginning of the boil, so it has a little bite to it, But it's not bad. It's not bad for homebrew. So hopefully, once I get back from the weekend, it'll be fully carbonated and
cool
to try it out here. All right, so it looks like we've got a number of people watching us, so thank you for joining us for the Hangout. We'll give you an opportunity. You can send us a tweet, comment on YouTube, Google+, and we'll get to those comments here momentarily here. Let's start off with the first topic here, which is, I love this topic, Peter McKay. Peter McKay tells you how it is. You know, he sends out at work an email for Mother's Day and Father's Day. Completely different thing. So basically, the gist is, women, you get the babies all the time, and men, the dads, just molds their minds and leaders and, you know, sitting in their big leatherback chair with a cigar in the morning and giving sage advice, overlooking Wellington Street in Ottawa. I'm sure that Pierre McKay has a nice condo down there and starts giving out advice. What do you guys think? The school of thought of Peter McKay? Pretty aggressive.
I have a few problems with that because it came out and says, well, I don't write my tweets or I don't write my things. Well, why the hell am I reading something if he's not writing it? Why am I doing some summer student, you know? What the hell? What the hell's up, man?
Yeah.
Jeez, like, get it together. Like, either take responsibility for what you're sending out or don't send anything out. Like,
right.
This is just bullshit.
If his name is associated with a Twitter account, you know, he has to take responsibility for it. That's number one. Number two, Peter McKay has never seen a foot that he couldn't put in his mouth. It's true. He has he's got a history of just saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. You know, it doesn't necessarily make him a bad person or a bad politician, but he really has he's got bad timing, really horrible timing.
Yeah, true. Now, of course, what really got into trouble was this all-employee email that got sent out, mm-hmm. So not necessarily tweets. So, but, you know, it's so having basically a copy and paste between Mother's Day and Father's Day is this very different meaty paragraph. That was very different. And I guess today, his wife got his wife to write something. I don't know where it went. I didn't read it.
She took time from looking after children, did she?
Took time between diapers and getting ready, and I'm sure she has a job, I guess, but to throw in there. So, I don't know, Peter. Maybe he needs to go back and pick some potatoes with his dad and think about it, like he did when he got dumped by Belinda. All right, so let's move on to the next topic, and then we'll do a quick check on comments. So just a reminder, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, and we'll get your comments here in a bit. Blue Nose 2. The Blue Nose 2 snuck out for a test run. After saying that, they weren't going to go out for a test run. By the time the reporters got wind of that, it was almost done by the time they got to Lunenburg, except the CBC. Apparently the CBC had front row seats on the ship and the nice big fluff piece afterwards. Guess what, guys? The rudder, too heavy. We can't steer the ship. Over 100 pounds of pressure or torque to turn the wheel.
So does Peter McKay have any comment on that? Is it something to do with who's steering it?
Ooh.
Almost makes it, you know, almost think it would be, right? So
what we can say from this, I guess, is CBC is just doing yellow journalism, are they? They're just doing fluff pieces and...
Well, they've been
doing
any
real news?
They've been doing... Well, I don't know if you saw on the website, they've been doing some BuzzFeed, some listicles, you know, five things that you should do in summer or, you know, almost those type of BuzzFeed headlines. But with the Blue Nose, they're up to what, $20 million now? They advanced another half a mil to somebody, the firm. So for a province that kind of prides himself with shipbuilding and stuff, not really doing a good job on it.
No kidding, and honestly, I don't think this would ever have happened in the private sector. Honestly, you know, it's cost overruns of this magnitude, sheer incompetence of this magnitude, it really only happens in the public sector, and it's an indictment of some of the goings on in our province in the last few years.
Yeah, exactly, and it's really hard to figure out, you know, where things went wrong. I guess one of the things
is everywhere.
Picking the design firm that never done a ship before from Ottawa.
Exactly.
Choosing the wrong certification board. Apparently, you know, they're too rigorous. Transport Canada stuff. Like, yeah, every step of the way, Justin, as you said, every step of the way. There's, you know, somebody had to stick their fingers into the pie kind of deal.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I've said before, there's got to be some accountability, and we have to get professional managers into the government. You know, that, you know, can either cut these things off before they get out of hand, or whatever they have to do. But, you know,
here's the problem, Todd. If you want to hire a professional manager, right? Professional managers are paid on performance, right?
Yeah.
And in government, if you pay somebody on performance, it means that their bonuses are going to be out in the public, and there's going to be a public outcry about the fact that such and such guy earned $60,000 bonus because he performed. You know, unfortunately, in the public sector, there's a discrimination on performance because it's not well received to actually perform and get compensated for it.
Yeah, I got to be careful what I say here.
No.
Well, I'm scared to death. I read the new social media thing from the federal government, and I'm scared to really say anything.
If you look in
the National Capital Region and anybody at an EX level, you would be surprised to see what they're taking home for performance bonuses. That's all I'm going to say. Maybe you wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know what EX means.
Well, me,
so that's the executive level. Somebody above director.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, yeah, I'm using lingo. Yeah,
lingo.
EX is the executives within government. They're the ones that manage the departments and the sectors within departments.
So, but you know what, Todd? Sometimes it's just the machine. The machine just wants to grind. You know, you can have, you know, the freshest PM, PMA or whatever, coming off the streets to do this project, and then they get boiled down to the machine, and the machine says, hey, you know what, we're just going to do it at our own pace, we're going to do what we do.
Yeah.
In the private sector, it's pretty easy, right? We're paid on performance. It's purely on performance, right?
No, so nobody questions it. If you get a big bonus where you work, well, that's just, you know, that's your company. People may or may not like it. But in the government, when they get paid a bonus, we have no choice. That's coming out of our tax money.
Yeah, but in the private sector, because you answer to shareholders and or company owners, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's got, you know, skin in the game that pays my bonus, right? So my bonus is only paid for true performance.
You hit the nail on the head. That's what I was trying to grasp for.
Yeah. So true performance is really the and unfortunately, I think in the public sector, I think the bonuses are paid on some hypothetical number that is better than last year, but still sucks.
Yeah. I can't really go into it. But my answer for the blue nose is, number one, whoever's in charge of that should be fired. Their second in command should be demoted, and the company that designed that rudder should be sued, because they're all incompetent. They're all incompetent, and nobody.
Hard to argue.
Nobody seems to give a damn that every person in this province is paying $20, I guess now. That's mine. I forgot to turn it off. Sorry. So I lost my train of thought. But yeah, every man, woman, and child in this province are paying like $25 per person for this floating sinkhole of money.
Well, it's actually going to be a bit more because I'm moving away.
Yeah. Great, Jim. Now it's another $12.50 on our hands.
Sorry.
Unbelievable.
I don't think Josh is to be allowed to move till he finds a replacement.
Suckers.
It's now or never.
Suckers.
All right, so let's do a quick check on the YouTube and on avoidingchores.com. I'll get you guys to load up a page. I don't know who wants what tonight in terms of.
I've got the YouTube loaded up.
Okay, Todd, give a chance. Take a look at the Avoiding Chores page. And
all right, just give me a second.
Anything there? Any comments there, Justin, on YouTube?
Yeah, actually a few. GC Storm says, good evening, guys. Hey. He's sitting out by the fire, cooking up pork chops and pepperoni and drinking Nitwit.
Nice.
The real deal, not the homebrew stuff.
No. I say the real stuff is probably a little bit better than my homebrew right now.
Yeah, it might be. I'll know tomorrow, Jim.
Yes.
And then the only other comment, as you predicted, is a bit quiet. But Arthur Donald said, it's the Blue Nose 3, not the Blue Nose 2. Yeah, true.
I don't think there's much left of it. I don't know.
No. I think they just... they should just. I heard somebody say on a call-in show, and actually, I found that this idea, you know, kind of interesting. Take this one, which is clearly not fit to sail. You know, put it on the dock in Lunenburg. Have it as a tourist attraction where you can, you know, pay $5 and go visit, you know, the Blue Nose 2, and take the money that it's going to take to fix this one and build a new one. That's not a bad suggestion.
No.
Well, no, it's not bad at all, considering that you had all these people wanting to see it.
Yes.
And the restoration and stuff. They could have been, you know, charging a couple bucks, you know.
I know.
Come exactly. Take a look instead of hiding it behind tarps and stuff. So.
Yes, but that would have taken a professional manager to make that decision.
True. Todd, got anything on the avoiding chores?
I can't seem to get the page to load.
Oh.
So check next time.
Yeah, we'll check next time. All right, not a problem. Just a reminder, it's Friday Night Hangout, kids. This is where we grab a brew, shoot the breeze, and interacting with you. Small panel tonight, small audience tonight. Why? It is a big camping weekend, Canada Day weekend for us, and then July 4th weekend. So I think... a lot of people are taking advantage. And school was done earlier this week or yesterday or whatever. Todd had to sit through a graduation ceremony.
Yeah, so I had to defibrillate my butt. 436 graduates from Halifax West this year. Largest class in Nova Scotia and most multicultural.
Wow.
Hmm. Trying to remember how many graduating was in my high school.
Mine was like close to 300. Something.
I was going to say we're close to 800 for us.
Jeez.
In my school. But that was a big chunk of...
But that was just grade 6. That's when everybody quits up there, isn't it?
No, grade 7. Grade 7 because you get your license, then you can go cut wood and drive the truck. So. All right, so we're going to do the Maritime Beer Report. I don't know if, Todd, do you have any news, beer news?
It's a pretty small, it'd be a real short one this week.
Okay, well, let's get going.
All right, Big Axe Brewery, which we talked about a little earlier.
Yes.
Is pleased to announce they now can sell by the glass on site.
Yum.
Ooh, sweet.
They currently have Chocolate Oatmeal Stout, Chanterelle Cream Ale, and the IPA is back on tap.
Okay. Yeah, the Chanterelle,
We might try that on the way back from Baxter, right?
Actually, yes. Actually.
Why not?
Actually, I should probably bring the empty growler with me then.
Good idea.
Mm.
Now you're talking.
Mm.
Something we're talking about off air today, well, maybe it was today, Bad Apple Brewhouse.
Yes.
This has been in the work for months. I was sworn to secrecy, but they're having a tap takeover at Stillwell. He's brewing a whole bunch of really cool stuff.
Oh, seriously.
Crazy.
Beers aged on cedar, oak barrel aged beers, a sour, which apparently is going to be the first at Stillwell,
yeah.
100% smoked malt beer, and much more. Now, he's having the 12 taps, and he's also having two casks. And they're doing it a little different this time. They're having three sessions, three-hour sessions, 12 to 3, 4 to 7, and 8 to 11. I'm not sure why they're doing that. The story?
Well, you know, from the Garrison event, and we'll talk about the Garrison event last week. You know what? 3 hours, I was pretty much ready to go.
3 hours is plenty. So
That's a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're asking you, the same as before, $10 gets you a glass and your first drink. Reserve your spot today by contacting Stillwell.
That's a great deal, by the way.
Yeah, that's an awesome deal.
Yeah, great deal. Show the glass, Jocelyn.
Right here.
It's going to be a good time. Jeff's really excited about it. A lot of it is Greg Nash with a lot of stuff. Some good stuff, and I'm sure Jeff will be there and all the local celebs.
Yes, last thing you want to do is wear a macro beer shirt or like Coors Light or something.
Yes, not a good idea.
Things might happen. Fisticuffs.
I might have to pick up a Miller Lite t-shirt when we're down in Maine.
Yeah. So, the event looks pretty good. I got my confirmation email tonight, so I am there.
You did? Finally, yes.
Yeah. First sip, 12 to 3. I will be there, so...
Sweet.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah, going to be a good time. That's only a week away, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nova Scotia's newest brewery, Tatamagoosh Brewing, said they had a great opening week, and starting tomorrow, they'll be at the Truro Farmers Market on Saturdays with their 650ml bottles.
Huh.
I had a great tour up there, and I'm going to try to write something down, but... they're going to be sticking with the two beers through the summer. They're going to try to add a third year-round in the fall, and then they're going to go from there with some limited releases.
Obviously, they'll probably do an Oktoberfest.
Really.
So we know our friend Keith will be there.
Yes. Yes, unfortunately, couldn't join us tonight there for an emergency there, but...
I had a lovely visit with Uncle Leo's, who, believe it or not, they're a year old, I think, tomorrow? Or
that's
maybe
incredible.
We were talking about this. I thought we went to see them on opening day. It was back in May.
No, I think it was after we got back from Katahdin.
Really? Okay.
I remember the three of us going up there, and they had kind of a mini opening last weekend with their new Weizenbier.
Mm.
So speaking of which, Todd, I bought a couple bottles of that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it. That's going to be my new – I'm going to be drinking a lot of that this summer.
Oh,
it is
fantastic.
Phenomenal. He nailed this one.
Oh, yeah. And, amazing.
So I got some news from them, too. I'm going to try to get down a little – I'm trying to just go around and visit the brewers and stuff and have a little chat. So Jan Joost is hilarious. I've never met him before. Very, very funny man. He was telling me about the renovations to their brewery and saying, you know, his father always told him, why buy a new house for $200,000 when you can renovate one for $300,000? They had a little bit of cost overruns, and they had to lower the basement floor 2 feet. And I didn't hear this from them. I heard it through the beer grapevine in this province, but... they had two complaints against them last week, so
two complaints.
I shake my head about people in Nova Scotia. Yes, they had a complaint about noise, and they had a complaint about smell.
Sure. Really?
Really.
Smells like wet cornflakes.
Smells like a brewery.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, there was a lot of reasons why they did the renovation. Number one being, I guess, they wanted to keep it. They have some beautiful 140-year-old wood in there from a barn. Like, it's beautiful. If you're into wood, I'm into wood. I just love them. I'm not a handyman by any stretch of the imagination, but I just love old wood, the way it looks, and these people that preserve this is amazing. But they have a lot of that in there. Plus, if they tore the building down and rebuilt, they wouldn't be able to build on the street like they are now. Like, they're literally on the street. Like, there's a street, the sidewalk, kind of like an old town. if they tore down and rebuilt, they'd have to build, you know, in the new ordinances, like, you know, so many feet back, and it would look funny. So, but it's spectacular when you drive into Tatamagouche, because it's like, I was saying, where is this? But you go around the corner, and there you see the big, huge silo with the Tatamagouche Brewing.
Well, they got the orange color and stuff.
The orange didn't really stick out because, you know, you're kind of coming at an angle, but this big, huge tank really catches your eye. Mm. Two more items. I'll do Rogue's Roost Nest. They have a Hefeweizen. I'd like to get down and try. 5.4% ABV. It's on tap now. Be a good one for summer. Yep. And last, our friend Jeremy is at it again. He's up brewing with Stone City Ales, doing an Imperial IPA collaboration brew called Watchtower Conspiracy.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm not sure the details or if it's going to make it down here. It's a collab, so previously all his collaborations made it down to his brewery as well. So we'll have to wait and see. And Stone City Ales is in on Ottawa.
I'm feeling pretty good about seeing it in Stillwell at some point. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, thanks. That was it, Doug?
That's it.
Okay, awesome. Well, it wasn't a bad beer report. You said it was short. There was a lot of good stuff in there.
Lots of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. Just, you know, lots of meat, very little gristle today.
Well, we'll get into the gristle here with, we'll do a quick recap of the Garrison Stillwell cask takeover. And Jocelyn had the glass, the event glass, that when you got in, you get your first sip from it. Boys, this was 12 casks.
12 cask-conditioned ales. Wow.
All limited, all kind of one-timer.
That was fun.
It was crazy. It was. We did the early event.
Yes.
And we, you know what? We didn't really have a plan of attack in terms of. Which ones to try? I think we just random start choosing randomness. but I think we need to talk about the Michelada beer, which was for me it was one of the highlights. I know, Tati, I don't think you liked it quite as much as me and Jocelyn there because maybe it was a little too spicy.
Yeah.
But this was a beer cocktail.
Yeah. So Michelada is traditional in Mexico, and it's typically beer mixed with tomato juice, hot sauce, and Worcestershire sauce. And that's kind of it in Mexico. Mm-hmm. But they amped it up a little bit at Stillwell. And the chef at Stillwell, Graham Ruppel, who doesn't shy away from bold flavors, decided to take a bunch of cured meats, grind them down to a paste, mix them up with the tomato juice and some spices and lots of heat, and then mix that with the beer. And oh my God, as I described it to our table mates over there, it was pepperoni in a glass.
Yeah, exactly. It was a stick of pepperoni, liquid format that you drank and had beer in it too.
It was delicious.
It was crazy.
Yes.
It was fantastic. It was by far a highlight for me. So it was really good.
It wasn't a highlight for me, but I'd have to say when I went there, that was like number 12 on my list. I had no expectation of trying it, but Alex
me neither.
Came over. And kind of put the arm twisting on us to try it, and I really really liked it, but I don't think I could drink a whole lot of them.
No,
maybe two.
It was too spicy. Too spicy to drink many of them. But honestly, if you dial down the heat level on it, I'd drink quite a few.
Mm. And the way that it's served, it looks like, for those in Canada, it looks like a Caesar, just a little lighter, or a Bloody Mary for our friends in the States.
Right.
So it doesn't look like your beer. Like, it looks like a mixed drink, but It's beer, and it has a little bit of heat to it. In our case, it tasted like pepperoni in a glass, so it was awesome. What made this event really, really cool. But we're talking about, you know, big flavors coming through. But there were a few of the beers that didn't have a lot of flavor that we thought. For example, I can't remember which one you got. I think both of you tried the bacon.
I didn't try the bacon. That was kind of on my list, but I just didn't get to it.
Yeah, I did try it. You know, the bacon flavor wasn't quite there. Unfortunately, I was looking forward to that one. But for me, the one that stood out was the wheat beer with chamomile and
rose tips
and rose hips.
Oh, that was rose the lover's quarrel.
Yes, so chamomile, yes, and rose hips, and for me that was the standout. I mean, the Michelada was the revelation. Okay, because I never tried anything like it, but that one. The wheat beer with chamomile and rose hips was the one that was my favorite of all the beers.
And the last one that I liked the best was the peanut butter and jam.
That was good too.
Brown ale.
That was good too.
That was really good. Whoa. And from what we were talking to the boys at Garrison, maybe you'll get to see that on store,
yes,
shelves at some,
yes,
point. So, anyway, Kelly and Alex at Garrison, they were the main brains behind this cast takeover, so they did a really good job. They were pretty stressed out. I think Kelly was a little bit stressed out because when you're, yeah, doing the cast, right, you have no idea how it's going to turn out, right? You go halfway through or through the fermentation process, you dump some more sugar in or whatever else you need, and you just seal it, put it in the barrel, and
right. See
what happens, right? So those are and they had a lot of Belgian as the base, right? A lot of Belgian ales.
Yeah, the other one that was a standout was the espresso vanilla. Even though I couldn't taste the vanilla, but if you like coffee, that beer was fantastic.
Yeah,
it tastes like a real espresso.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one. I like coffee, and it just was good.
Mmm.
It was good. So we say it once, and we'll say it again. If you get a chance to get your hands or be able to be in Halifax at Stillwell when they do one of these takeover events, get your ticket. So far, they've been $10 a ticket, and you've been getting a glass, a commemorative glass. So nothing wrong with it. It's awesome.
And you're going to taste stuff that is not usually available.
Yes.
And it really, really is an eye-opener to what beer can be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the next event will be next Saturday, as Todd mentioned.
And we'll be there.
And we'll be there from 12 to 3 next Saturday.
Yes.
All right, boys, let's do a quick check on comments. So we've gone on for a while without checking things. So, Jocelyn, as we leave Todd a chance to see if he can get the page up here on voidandchoice.com, what do we got on the YouTube?
Yeah, Arthur Donald says that tonight he's drinking Propeller Double IPA, which is a fantastic beer.
Yep.
Bluefin Mustang 774 says, just great. He says he commented on avoiding chores, and now Todd can't get it to work.
Oh, my Lord.
My God, for once, somebody comments on avoiding chores, and it can't work. So
I'm cracking under the pressure.
What do you do? Chino says, howdy, boys. He's drinking Lagunitas.
Yes.
It's a little something-something ale. 7.5 ABV, 64.2 IBUs. It's a California pale wheat ale that he's really digging.
Oh.
If you can find it up there, it's definitely worth a taste. Well, we can't find it here, but you never know. We'll be in Maine tomorrow morning, and who knows? We'll give it a shot. And, I think a new viewer, Crooner022, he says, hey from Halifax.
Hey,
love the channel. Now, his image is of Alexander Keith Ale. We won't hold that against him for now.
No, love the tour.
Yeah, the tour is great. The beer's not.
No, it's right.
Yeah, maybe he can change that.
Well, you know what? Todd, didn't you do a review on those hops? And was it the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Sorry to hear that the Holler Tower was discontinued, at least here in Nova Scotia. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really like that one. It had a little bit of peppery taste to it, but I guess it just didn't meet the market.
You know, those one-hop Alexander Keith Ales were actually really good beers.
Yeah.
I have to say, they were good.
No, they're good ones here.
Yeah.
Todd, you got the avoiding chores up there? Or
I can't get it to work, Jim. I don't know what's going on with my browser.
Okay. Well, that's weird. Okay, well, I was able to bring it up here, so Bluefin's been commenting a whole bunch here, so we'll try to, let's see here. It says here that he's home this week up in Newfoundland, so he can enjoy a beer while watching the show. Tonight is a large bottle. It's the Hoptimist Prime Double IPA, brewed for Ruckus Brewing Company. Let's see here, 9% ABV, so he'll let us know how it is, which should be right about now. Hopefully, Bluefin also says here that hopefully he'll get some Nova Scotia beer while when he will drive through the province later this summer on his break. And he says it's good to see Jocelyn back again.
Thank you.
And he posted a few minutes ago that the Hoptimist Prime beer is really good. Also, hops is surprisingly not really strong tasting for me, BV, so for 9%. So, but hey, give it a few minutes, Mike. It'll probably change. When you try to stand up to get another one, you might be a little wobbly. Because that happened with me when I was trying out the Bad Apple Mosaic IPA. I tried that out. Mm. That was an 8% beer, too, and that was a little deceiving.
Yeah.
A little deceiving. All right, there's an event happening this weekend. We won't be here to enjoy it. It's food-based, and they closed up a couple of streets here. Write Some Good. We'll be in Halifax. This is a big thing. This is kind of an open chef's cooking fusion stuff. It's pretty big names, I guess, in terms of the chef world. I don't follow it, so. But it looks pretty good if you go to the website and see their history and stuff. Now, there's two locations. First, they do the first round in Halifax, and then they do a second round, and I think in Cape Breton, is it?
Cape Breton is where it started.
Okay.
Yeah. It started there 2 years ago, I believe.
Okay. So it's kind of interesting. The lineup seemed pretty good. It's supposed to be like a big atmosphere. Now, there's something to do with the chefs, though. They have challenges and stuff, kind of like Iron Chef, where they have to come up with something. I don't know. I don't know, but a lot of people are excited about this weekend. Don't know if you heard the same boys around the water cooler.
I think it's a great festival. It started out in Cape Breton as a pop-up, and that's a trend, right? The pop-up type of restaurant, and it started over there in Cape Breton a couple of years ago, and now it's expanded to Halifax, and it has a really cool lineup of chefs coming to the city. And some of them are Michelin-starred chefs from Europe. So some really, really world-renowned chefs. And, this is actually a stellar lineup. It's really cool. I wish I could be here because, it's going to be pretty awesome. But then again, you know what? Beer and burgers by the lake with Katahdin in the background, pretty cool too.
Yeah, so if you want to go check it out, writesomegood.ca.
Yes.
And read up on the website. And this is a good segue to our last topic. Yeah, we're doing a shorter hangout tonight. We're going on our trip. Remember last year around this time, we did a hangout at Jocelyn's house. We're getting ready to do a few days at Baxter State Park in Mount Katahdin. So this year we're excited to sleep in our own beds because we got a long drive ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Keith won't be joining us this year, so, as we said earlier, a little emergency, so he has to take care of that, unfortunately.
He will be missed.
He will be missed. A swig of beer for Keith while we're up there. So.
Absolutely.
But this time, boys, we're not going to be climbing the mountain. We've decided that we're probably going to be doing a lot more hiking, but a lot of the other trails that are available. I mean, if you do a look at Baxter State Park around Mount Katahdin, there's just trails all over the place. So I think for us, we'll be hopefully accessing a few of those trails and get to different parts of the park that a lot of people don't go to. For example, the north end of the park, which not a lot of people will go to, or you know, further beyond where we will be.
Yeah, and I think honestly, I think you know, we've all been really busy in the past year. I know I have. It's been pretty hectic for me, and for me, I'm just looking forward to relaxing. No cell phone, no electricity, no nothing. And just relaxing, having some good food that we're all going to be cooking for each other, and having quite a bit of beer.
Yeah, well, now the funny thing that we realized last year when we went into town at the local grocery stores, Hannaford or IGA, the selection of craft beer was very impressive, if not shocking.
Yes.
So we're basically hoping for the same. And maybe we'll see that Lagunita. I know that in a similar situation, I found one, a Torpedo IPA, at a gas station in Maine. So things might be good. It's weird. It just goes to show how the distribution systems are so weird between...
True enough.
You know what I mean? And up here, up in Canada, where, you know, it's non-existent, right?
Very true.
So it's looking pretty good. If you follow me on Twitter, I'll be sending out the odd message using the InReach Explorer from DeLorme. As Justin said, we're going to go. There will be no electricity, no water, no cell phone reception, and maybe a radio station will be in range. But other than that,
maybe.
So it depends how you hold the antenna. So it's going to be very... off the grid, but we'll have the InReach, so we'll be able to see where we're at and the odd tweet once we're out hiking the trail. So it should be a pretty good time, boys. I'm looking forward to it. So
Can't wait.
Now, and the biggest thing, though, actually, I mentioned this before we started the hangout, is, you know, unpacked. However, I don't know, for the people watching, have you been successful getting down your pack weight or your pack size when you're doing one of these, you know, weekend trips? We're doing four nights at Baxter, and you know, my pack, I got a 75 liter pack, kind of full of stuff, has everything in it, which is good. But have you been able to get your pack down? You know, we talked about guys getting down to 15 pound packs or 20 pound packs. Got the ultralight stuff up the yin yang and dried meals and stuff, and MRIs for the food, or MREs, I should say. It seems very hard to get down to that ultralight level.
You know, I'm a chronic overpacker. So you know, I'll go on a business trip for 3 days and have, you know, a full-size suitcase. I don't know how they do it, honestly. I don't know.
I don't either. Well, like we were talking before we went on the air, it's just it's a lot of sacrifice. You're sacrificing a lot of comfort so that you don't have to carry it.
Mm. Yes.
Well, luckily we'll have some comforts there, and I'm sure there'll be some pictures and videos so you guys can check it out. For those who haven't been to the park, definitely recommend it. Definitely,
it's beautiful.
It.
Yeah,
for sure, it's a very nice park.
Gorgeous.
All right, we'll do one last round of comments, boys, and then we'll just cap it off for the evening here. So, because we got to get to bed, because we've got an early morning.
I got to pack. Do.
Yeah, some of us have to pack. So.
Yeah, I'm good in pack. A couple comments, Jim.
Yep.
Jason Spears says, hi, everyone. Sorry I'm late.
Jason.
He's having, Yeah, he's having a home-brewed black IPA. Man, I love black IPAs.
Oh, nice.
He's yeah, that's one of my favorite styles of beers. He's having a home-brewed black IPA that is a clone of the Hill Farmstead's James Black IPA. That sounds absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
And Arthur Donald said Keith Galaxy One Hop was not too bad, and yeah, the Galaxy, the Haller Tower, and there was another one, I think.
Cascade.
Yeah, the Cascade. You know what? They were pretty good beer, pretty good beers. You know, they weren't stellar beers, but they were Galaxy stellar.
Well, it made us give them a try, and something different from the usual.
Yeah.
You get on tap.
They were good.
Yeah.
Good news, Jim.
What?
I got it working.
Yay!
I'm not sure what was wrong.
Got it working, but there's no comments.
Oh, no. Bluefin's commenting away. Just go here where we ended. He says, beer pepperoni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he said, Jim, it is starting to kick in about now. I feel warm and happy. One will be fine for tonight. Last night I mixed two of my home brews together, my pumpkin and my red ale. My red pumpkin ale, awesome. The red ale was good on its own, but I like my pumpkin ale more.
Cool.
And then he said, sounds like a great trip you're going on. I'd love to do that trip sometime. And he says he's down to a 22 pounds for a four-day trip.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
And that would be a lot more stuff than we're taking. So we'll have to get him on here to give us some tips.
Yes, definitely. Well, maybe we'll do...
I can't do it.
No, 22. Oh, 22 pounds, man. That's,
you can wear your underwear four times. You know, you wear it, then you flip it around backwards. Then you turn it inside out.
Front. And then
four and ways. Then, as of course, great show, as he always says every week.
Awesome.
Thanks, Michael.
From Newfoundland, and thanks the commenters on the YouTube side. It's good to see you guys joining us here for tonight. Just a reminder for those who haven't been on for a while, we're on a summer schedule, so we're doing shows every 2 weeks. So there's gonna be no show next week, but there's gonna be a show the week after that. Just a little bit easier in the summertime. Just like this weekend. This weekend is a big camping weekend for people.
Yeah.
So. All right, so with that, we're just going to cap it off. Short show this week, but thank you, everybody, for joining us, commenting and all that. Really do appreciate it, and we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks' time.
Cheers.
Out.